As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I said, oh, pain. He said, lie on the stomach. I lied on the stomach. Then he put his both finger on my lower back. He didn't tell me anything. I said, relax. I relaxed. He, bang, he moved his fingers. Ayyoh, the pain. He moved my tendons. I was shouting. I said, oh, like this. He didn't tell me. He said, okay, get up to drink a big bowl of water. I called him a brother. He's elder. I said, elder brother, I cannot drink water. He said, drink it. I drink it. I'm okay, totally okay. Wow, this is one dramatic experience. The second time is I was dry coughing. That's all in the college.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the show where we help you calm your mind, relax your nervous system, and experience the bliss of life. In today's episode, we've got a very special individual that I'm about to interview about a variety of different healing techniques and methods and modalities. Talking about Tao calligraphy, talking about Tao healing hands, and talking about how the universe operates, and also talking about the role that your soul plays in your evolution. So we're going to start that pretty soon. But if you like what we do, if you like this episode, then before we begin, make sure you hit the subscribe button, make sure you hit follow so that you will be in the know of any new episodes that we release from time to time, right? So hit follow, hit subscribe, and make sure that you share this episode with a friend or family of yours. With that being said, let's bring on our special guest, a repeat guest for today, Master Shah. Master Ji Gang Shah is a Tao grandmaster, healer, teacher, and author of 30 books, including 11 New York Times bestsellers and several others on the bestseller lists of the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Amazon. He has an MD degree in Western medicine from China and is also a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture. Master Shah has combined the essence of Western medicine with ancient wisdom to create soul, mind, body medicine. Master Shah's soul healing and Tao teachings to help humanity. He is a grandmaster of several Asian arts. And in 2002, he was named Qigong Master of the Year at the 4th World Congress on Qigong. So Master Shah, welcome to our show once again. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. It's my great honor to be here. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Many of our listeners perhaps have listened to our first episode together, but some of them are tuning for the first time. So for someone who is new to this show and new to you per se, could you tell us a little bit about where you were born and brought up and what was your childhood like?
Thank you. I was born in China, and when I was at the Age 5, I caught cold. My parents brought me to a doctor. I got the injection. I went home. My parents went to work. I had a coma. That is my first experience. My grandmother was so nervous. She readily went to our neighbor, acupuncturist. They calmly put the needle under my nose. It's a special acupuncture point for saving life. I was awakened by the acupuncture. That's my one of my major happened in my life. At age 6, I went to the park with my parents. Everybody, you know, the Chinese Tai Chi, very beautiful Chinese ancient Tai Chi movement. I saw a grandmaster and play with his disciple. It's a master hand, disciple hand. They just make circles. Then you can see the master. You didn't see the master use the force. The disciple left the floor for 15 to 20 feet away. Left the floor, fall down. I said, wow. I ran to the master. I said, yeah. Chinese yeah means grandfather, because he is 70, 80 years old. I was 6 years old. So therefore, I said, yeah, grandfather, I want to learn this. And he looked at me for a while, and he shook his head from left to right. That means no. I said, yeah, I really want to learn this. Then, and he said, I want to see your parents. I run to my parents. I hold their arms. I said, I want to learn this. With great support, I started my Tai Chi journey at age 6. Every weekend, I spend 3 to 5 hours with the master. For example, and some movement, the leg is widely open. Then you put your hand there, you keep the position. The master said, stay here. Okay, you stay 5 minutes, good. You stay 10 minutes, you feel tired already. The teacher didn't say stop. You know, you follow the martial law master. If they do not say stop, you have to keep your position. Then later you cannot handle. The teacher watch me. I really cannot handle anymore. About a near half hour, I almost fainted. I started sweating. The teacher said, okay, I can stand up. So the teacher trained me, because why I say this, at age 6, trained me patient, courage, strength, you know, all kind of quality at that age. Then you asked me to share my childhood. At age 10, I did Qigong. People know China Qigong, India Yoga. China Qigong. Qi means energy, Gong means practice. Qigong, you can do standing position, sitting position, lying position. There's a quiet Qigong. There's a moving Qigong. Then at age 12, I did Shaolin Kung Fu, boxing, sticks. Later age, I studied Yi Jing. People know Chinese Yi Jing, ancient wisdom, feng shui, very popular. And also I studied Western medicine and the traditional Chinese medicine. I become a doctor in China, Western medicine, and the traditional Chinese medicine doctor, acupuncturist, herbalist in China and in Canada. Now these few years, I focus to the self-healing. I have put all my study in 5,000 years of energy and spiritual healing, including Qigong, Tai Chi, Yi Jing, Kung Fu, Feng Shui, as well as the essence of Western medicine, traditional Chinese medicine. Therefore, I wrote a book for Soul Mind Body Medicine, you mentioned, and also Tao Calligraphy series, and also I teach people Soul Song. I teach people, I create Tao Hands healing healers for thousands of people. That's my little background.
Got it. That's amazing. And thanks for sharing that story with us. I find that a lot of our listeners really enjoy listening to how things got started, you know, how your childhood was, because all of us can relate to a lot of times difficult childhood, right? Like childhood is not always easy. But in your case, as you look back, how did you have that level of I guess, maturity and earnestness and discipline to go to the master and say, I want to learn and I'm willing to study for 3 to 4 hours. Because normally somebody who is 5 or 6 years has a different focus, right? They might be thinking about candy, or they might be thinking about playing games, or they might be thinking about just making sense of the world. So when you were 6 years old, where did that sense of maturity come from? Or where did that sense of, you know, spiritual yearning, I guess, come from?
Yes, I think, thank you. You mentioned the truth. Child does not do that. Now, also, I think the same question you asked me, why I was at age 6, I was interested about the Tai Chi. You know, Tai Chi is for old man to do the job, for the adults. You know, young boy needs to run around, play the ball, play whatever, all kind of child activities. Now I understand. It's my soul guided me. Because, you know, people, we all understand the body, mind, spirit. Mind over matter is popular. Mindfulness, mind over matter. Millions of people are meditating now. Positive thinking, positive words. When people close eyes, try to quiet the heart, connect with heaven, earth, and the universe. So this is meditation. Meditation basically is a training for the mind. But in my book recently, I wrote a dog calligraphy series. Last time we mentioned, I shared one universal law. I think we need to take about 2 minutes to share with all your listeners, because through my whole life study, 5,000 years of Chinese ancient energy spiritual healing, of course, I like yoga, Reiki, many, many styles. But what I have realized, one universal law, 3 words, Shen, Qi, Jing. Let me explain. 3 words. I repeat again. Shen, Qi, Jing. Qi means people know. Qi means Q-I-C-H-I, vital energy life force. People know Qi. Chinese Qi. What is Jing? Jing means matter, material. But I think Einstein's relativities, everybody know. E equals mc squared. So E means energy, M means matter, C speed of light. So therefore, that is a Qi and a Jing, 2 words, energy, matter. Relativity explained very well. But one more word called Shen, S-H-E-N. Shen includes soul, heart, and mind. I repeat again, because this is for new concept for many people. Shen includes soul, heart, mind. Qi means energy. Jing means matter. Follow me. So there are 3 words. Shen, Qi, Jing. I emphasize again because it's very important for people to understand why people get sick. How can we heal? Why people have relationship, finance, soul journey challenges. One universal law. Ancient wisdom. Now I teach Tao Te Ching. People know Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu author. I teach you public every Monday. So many people listen to me now because I share ancient wisdom. This is ancient wisdom. Shen, so hard mind, but I'm teaching mind over matter is great. I believe, I feel mind over matter is not enough. Next step is soul over matter. I wrote a book with other author. I wrote a Soul Over Matter book. But the Shen Qi Jing Universal Law explains soul is the information. Quantum physics, many people know. Now, quantum physics, Dr. Ruling and I create Tao science. Quantum physics and Tao science teach information or message. We are in the information stage now. So the information is soul. Millions of people believe information. Millions of people believe soul or spirit. But in fact, they are the same. People have not realized for this. So therefore, information is soul. Soul has a positive and a negative information. Quantum physics, Dr. Ruling, co-founder of Tao Science, has a master's degree. Quantum physics have not really shared with humanity. Positive information and a negative. I said, of course, everything has a positive and negative. Heaven is yang, earth is yin. In human realm, everything has yin yang, two aspects. So therefore, positive information includes love, forgiveness, compassion, generosity, kindness, and purity. And the negative information, anger, fighting, and sadness, depression, anxiety. So therefore, when the soul information positive, heart is receiver, soul, heart, mind. Heart is receiver. Okay, I love this. Then mind process. Soul, heart, mind. Soul is information. Heart is receiver. Mind is processor. Then mind over matter give the message to the energy. Energy move the blood flow. So this is soul, heart, mind, energy, matter. Positive information brings good health, harmonious relationship, and flourished finances. But how about the people upset, anger, okay, depressed, something bothers you? Everybody know the emotions and the negative information, anger, depression, fear, then grief, your heart receive also. Your mind process, then your energy is blocked, blood also flow in trouble. That's how sickness appear. That's how relationship, financial challenges. So therefore, Shen Qi Jing Universal Law, recently I wrote two books, Dao Calligraphy for Back, Dao Calligraphy for Depression and Anxiety. Millions of people, I put a calligraphy at the cover page on both sides. People put the book, connect with the body, because Shen Qi Jing Universal Law, I put a calligraphy, positive information in the art. Art we can see, Dao means the source, the invisible love light. Shen Qi Jing, soul, heart, mind, energy, matter, create a field in the calligraphy. So therefore, there's so many heart-touching stories. That is, I want to share. Shen Qi Jing Universal Law is a universal law. Positive information bring the success. Negative information make us sick. Relationship, financial challenges. So that is, I spent a few minutes. Thank you for the time.
Yes, of course. And thanks for talking about Shen Qi Jing and explaining the symbolism as well as the importance of these different types of energies. At the beginning of our conversation, you said that as a six-year-old, you were drawn towards that particular teacher and that particular practice because you were guided by your soul. So my question is, why aren't other six-year-olds guided by their soul? Is there something blocking them from an energetic standpoint? And what needs to be done? You know,
okay.
How can more six-year-olds, be guided by their soul in today's age?
Yeah, I was thinking this is related with past life.
Okay.
It's my past life. I could be love Tai Chi or Kung Fu in that realm. Some people mean, like every human being, our experience were different. Then you have to connect with a past life. Mm-hmm. Then my soul had experience in many, many lifetimes. Okay. Therefore, our children, some children are interested for this, some children are interested for different things. That's a past life related.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Now, you've studied to be a doctor in Western medicine in China at the Xi'an Medical University, right?
Yes.
So, how did you discover Tao healing? I know that there was a pivotal experience that you had back in those days, which sort of made you go down the journey or the quest of Tao healing. Because you were a doctor, or at least you were studying to be a Westernized doctor. What was that story like? What happened to you? And what did you experience?
Thank you so much. Why in the university? I will share two stories. Mm-hmm. One day, lunchtime, I eat the pork. Mm-hmm. The pork was spoiled.
Oh.
After I eat the pork afternoon and the stomach pain, nighttime, vomiting, diarrhea. I was in a medical college student, a university student. I went to the emergency room. They give me injection. I come back, I still pain. Cannot stop the pain. And also I was so thirsty, but anything coming, out. Then I have a classmate, much older than me, and I call him, my roommate one call him, his family is a lineage by traditional Chinese medicine. And he came down, I said, oh, pain. He said, lie on the stomach. I lay on the stomach. Then he put his both finger on my lower back. He didn't tell me anything. I said, relax, I relax. He moved his fingers. The pain. He moved my tendons. I was shouting. I said, oh, like this. He didn't tell me. I said, okay, get up to drink a big bowl of water. I call him a brother. He's elder. I said, elder brother, I cannot drink water. He said, drink it. I drink it. I'm okay, totally okay. Wow, this is one dramatic experience. The second time is I was dry coughing. That's all in the college. And quang, 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 quang. That's an English examination. Big classroom, 200 people. I feel embarrassed. Quang, 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 quang. Dry coughing like a bell. Bong, 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 bong. I bother everybody, but nobody can say anything. It's a night. I don't want to cough. It's my sickness. Everybody still took exam. Then I come to him, same doctor, because the family, traditional Chinese medicine, and he said, let me give you a few prescriptions. I remember the herbs formula until now. I drink 4 to 5 pockets of herbs. I was completely healed. For months, my dry coughing, no phlegm. So that's because the traditional Chinese medicine comes from the Tao. So therefore, while I was in university, I said, wow, the traditional Chinese medicine, Tao, so special. Plus, I had a Tao master in the mountain. I followed Tao master. Remember, I learned Tai Chi at age 6. Tai Chi is Tao boxing. So therefore, you know, since childhood, I love Tao. I connect with Tao. Then later, I studied Tao Te Ching. Everybody know Tao Te Ching, author of Lao Tzu. All university honor Tao Te Ching. Many people know Bible. Many people know Tao Te Ching. And that's how popular of Tao Te Ching. And the philosopher, ancient philosopher, Tao Te Ching teaches the way of all life. Politics, economics, health, longevity, relationship, wisdom. And Lao Tzu even teaches immortality as an ancient saint. So now I become really focused on the Tao teaching. I call Tao healing hand, just how we mentioned, and also like a Tao calligraphy, Tao song, and a Tao water. People hold the water, I connect with the Tao. I did a transmission for the light. People drink the water, amazing healing result. So therefore, why I am interested now focusing on Tao, because in ancient philosophy, Tao is ultimate creator. It's not a religion. It's like Lao Tzu gave the name before heaven and earth form. There's a blurred condition. There's a blurred condition lasts for eons. Within the blurred condition, there's two energy. One is a clean energy. The other is a disturbed energy. They stay for eons. Then the clean energy rises to form the heaven. The disturbed energy falls down to form the Mother Earth. Therefore, Tao created heaven and Mother Earth. Heaven and the Mother Earth are creator. Who created heaven and earth? Heaven and earth is a Tao. So therefore, I connect with the source. Mother Earth is in the third dimension. And Buddha saints, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Muhammad, all the India Guruji, everybody, the high-level saints is in the fourth dimension. God in the fifth dimension, even higher. So therefore, I'm teaching. We live in the Mother Earth. We only think about the Mother Earth's third dimension, which is not enough. We have to connect with a higher dimension for wisdom, for power, for ability, for serving humanity.
Action Tribe, we're going to take a few moments to thank our sponsors because they are supporting us today. Today's episode is sponsored by MyLifeInABook.com. This is probably the most thoughtful gift I've come across for parents or grandparents for the winter holidays as families come together to celebrate. It's basically a very powerful way to connect emotionally with them, preserve their most precious memories, and show them that you really care. Best of all, it's an instantaneous gift. I wish I tried it with my mom before she passed away last year. She would have totally loved it. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com lets you choose from a list of thought-provoking questions or even write your own that gets sent straight to your relative by email. Your relative writes their answer and you can choose to add a meaningful picture. This happens every week. At the end of 1 year, they all get combined and printed in a beautiful keepsake book, and you can get copies for all your family members if you want. And to make sure that you preserve it digitally in case anything happens to the physical copies, you can also get it in an audio format. With My Life in a Book, you can give those you love most a personal gift that tells them they're meaningful to you and all future generations. To save $10 off your first purchase, visit MyLifeInABook.com and use code HEAL2022. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use discount code HEAL2022 to get $10 off and try out this meaningful experience for your family. And now back to our episode. Very, very interesting. Thanks a lot for sharing that. You know, like we were talking about before starting to record, I was talking about synchronicity. Sometimes the universe will send us signs and messages or maybe some kind of symbolism to introduce people into our lives. And those people might have certain conversation that might spark something in our mind that allows us to take action or at least become aware about a certain thing. So talk to us about your meeting and interaction with Dr. Rulin Xu. She was a quantum scientist, right? Or a quantum scientist researcher. How did you meet her? And what was the context behind your
interaction? Yes, thank you. That is about more than 10 years ago. I was in the Big Island, Hawaii Island, Big Island. And it's 911. It just happened not too long ago. I was there. I teach Tao. I teach meditation for Tao, Tai Chi, meditation. And Dr. Rulin was very interested. She was in the UC Berkeley and study quantum physics and string theory. She got her PhD in China. She went to the one of the top scientific college. She's like a top student. And she went to UC Berkeley to study a PhD graduate. Then she went to Honolulu, and she was very interested. She started to follow my meditation healing journey. One day, she told me, Master Sha, I can explain soul in quantum physics. So that made me very interested. At how do you explain soul in quantum physics? And she said that in the wave function, you know, I do not know for that, but he said wave function could explain soul. And then she explained to me, my spiritual channel, I understand some, I say it makes sense. So therefore, then she, in her whole life, she is dreaming and she works so hard for grand unification theory. I asked her, what's grand unification? I do not know also, it's a physical field. She said that grand unification is one scientific formula can explain everything. Oh, I said very interesting for that. That, you know, I received this from heaven. I explained to her. I said, I heard grand unification is S plus E plus M equals 1. She was so fascinated. I said, what does it mean? S. Remember, I said, Shen Qi Jing. Shen is a soul heart man. S. Shen includes soul heart man. And plus E, energy, Qi. Plus Jing, Jing's matter. So Einstein, E equals MC squared. E equals MC squared. But the Tao sign is granular unification is S, so Hartmann plus E plus M equals 1. That 1 is oneness field. Oh, she was so fascinated. Then she started to write a scientific article because I do not know the physical language, you know, physics. And she used a scientific way, mathematics, to explain this spiritual wisdom, S plus E plus M equals 1. So therefore, my major book now, now two of us in Tao science, we teach people S plus E plus M equals 1. And now university, major professor, academy, lots of interesting. She went to the many and physics conference and also other conference with Deepak Chopra and many others and to explain Tao science. Mm-hmm. That is a little background.
That is amazing. It's so good that you are connecting and collaborating with scientists and quantum researchers who are researching in this field and then can draw from your wisdom so that science meets spirit and you're able to, you know, people, like you mentioned in one of your videos, a lot of times scientists, they go so deep into their research and then at a certain point, they're not able to figure out, you know, what is beyond that? What is beyond the veil, so to speak, or at the sub-molecular level, what is it? But then they resort to being religious or maybe they become a Christian or whatever that might be. For them, maybe spirituality is the new science, right? Because then they are able to hook on to something. They're able to draw from something that they're not able to explain yet, maybe, right?
Yeah, not maybe a good point.
Yeah.
For example, Buddha in India, everybody knows known as Buddha, Sakyamuni Fo.
Yeah.
Sakyamuni Fo 2,500 years ago, in Sakyamuni Fo 49 years after he reached the highest enlightenment, he taught 49 years. There are 5,500 sutras. One sutra called Heart Sutra, many people heard about it. Laozi Dao De Jing, so popular. Sakyamuni Fo Heart Sutra, so popular. In the Heart Sutra, Laozi has renowned the phrases. Se bu yi kong, kong bu yi se. Se ji shi kong, kong ji shi se. What does it mean for that? Laozi teach you two words. Sakyamuni Fo teach you. Se means material. See, the chair, I'm sitting down. The microphone, our host using you, everybody you see us. So therefore, this computer, this wood, this house made by matter, and so, and kong is emptiness. I see the air outside. Everybody see the air, emptiness, air, emptiness. So kong. So the Buddha said, "So is kong, kong is so." And millions of people until now still cannot understand because I'm the human being and our host is the human being. But the Buddha said that we are kong. Our life is an illusion. Like Deepak Chopra recently talked about illusion. This is Buddha's teaching. So Buddha said that we think we are the human being, but the Buddha said no, we are the emptiness. We are the human life is an illusion. So therefore, now scientists now approve it's under advanced microscope. Then they go 1,000 times smaller. Then they see they see a space. Then suddenly particle, so material. You continue observe, particle disappear, become emptiness and become wave. Wave is emptiness. Particle is material. So therefore, wave is a particle. Particle is a wave. But this is a Buddha 2,500 years ago. There's no modern science. Buddha's wisdom. Now you are correct. Now scientists, even the dean, the Nobel Prize recipients, major top scientists, they realize Buddha teaching is one of the highest science. Laozi teaching is science. And also remember, I think Einstein or some people, a major famous scientists said, you know, scientists, we all love scientists. They just, they climb the mountain, then the Buddha, the saints sit above the mountain of God. They are laughing, they are smiling. And you know, Buddha, wow, Buddha saints, walk through the go to top. So what I want to say is Einstein, many scientists at the ending of their life, they realize there's something the science cannot explain anymore. So therefore they turn to believe God, believe spirituality. But it's okay, we honor science. I honor scientists very well. So therefore that's why we are doing science and the spirituality, we can connect. Therefore, S plus E plus M equals 1 is exactly try to combine the modern science and the spirituality as one. That's we are doing this work.
That's very true. If you see some of the emerging scientists, some of the most prominent scientists back in those days in the West, like Albert Einstein, Carl Jung, Oppenheimer, all of those people were very fascinated by the spirituality of the East, be it from India or China. And especially Carl Jung used to attend lectures and workshops to learn about the energetics of the human body as well as the chakras. So they knew that there was something that is beyond the physical. They knew about the energy and the fact that we are not just human beings having a spiritual experience, but we are spiritual beings enjoying this human experience. Now, I wanted to ask you this question. A lot of times here in the West, there are certain terms that get confused. Sometimes people say spirit, they say soul, they say higher self. So yeah, is there a difference between spirit and soul? Is it one and the same thing? And what is the higher self then? Like, if you can clarify that for us.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for the question. Of course, anybody can believe your own way. If you ask me, soul is spirit.
Okay.
Soul is also herself. Let me tell everybody, just now remember earlier I said, everybody, you know, just now your soul is a chakra. I love that your soul is chakra. You know why? Everybody knows seven energy chakras. Mm-hmm. But what I teach is seven soul houses. Mm-hmm. Seven chakra is seven soul houses. What does it mean? Our soul sit in a different chakras. You know, the first chakra above the genital at the bottom of lower abdomen, third chakra inside the navel, the second chakra between the genital and the navel. Here, heart chakra number 4. Here, 5 through third eye, 6, 7 is the crown chakra. So therefore, humanity, we are in the third dimension. Our soul, majority, about 85% of humanity's soul sit in the first three energy chakra. But while your soul sit down here, that you are enlightened being, the higher self, salute, the brain, and point crown chakra. If anybody's soul can move up to your crown chakra, very high enlightened soul being. So therefore, soul reach you, heart chakra, you connect with the fourth dimension. Now, Buddha saints, God, the fifth dimension, the salute higher. So therefore, if our soul uplifted to the higher chakra, then you have a different consciousness. But the soul is a spirit, soul is a higher self, soul connect with a higher dimension. Because remember, third dimension is so limited. Everybody watch this. If you watch me, I put my palm, I cover my eyes. The palm is the second dimension, and then called plane, right? Plane. Plane is one plane, second dimension. And you cover your eyes, you see nothing. You take out the second dimension barrier, now you see the third dimension. But we have so many human consciousness, human thinking, we are locked in the third dimension. And humanity, number one purpose in the future is uplift our consciousness, awareness to higher dimension. That is my focus. That's my major teaching. I create the Dao Hand Healers, and I connect with higher dimension, transmit a special power to the healer. Healer can offer the healing. I do calligraphy. I put a calligraphy on the cover book, Dao Calligraphy series. And also I do Dao Water, many, many service, because Dao is ultimate dimension. But the fourth dimension, fifth dimension, not enough. Even our scientists has approved 11, 12, 27 dimension. According to the ancient Dao, because we are talking about ancient wisdom, there are infinite dimension. So therefore, we have infinite wisdom, we have infinite power, we have to continue be uplifted.
Amazing. Master Xia, what is Dao Healing Hands? Could you provide us an overview, please?
Good. I wrote a book here, another book before called Divine Healing Hand. God Healing Hand. I did it for many years. Now I change Divine Healing Hand to Dao Hand, because in the Christian Catholic, millions of people believe God. And also, I came from China. The guidance, Master Xia, change it to Dao Healing Hand. But millions of people believe God is the highest soul leader, God is a creator. Nothing wrong. Dao is the ultimate creator. If you can think God is Dao, Dao is God. It's no conflict. Therefore, before I called Divine Healing Hand, now I call Dao Healing Hand. The reason is God gave me honor. I'm the servant. I'm not a God, not at all. I'm the servant of humanity. I'm a servant of God. God chose me to transmit Divine Healing Hand. Let me give you one story. People can get it. I think Dr. Cartigan, very renowned and I can consider, Gandhi assassination, and he was the chief of police at the moment. Now he's retired. The India government want to give him a governor. He refused quite a few times. Now he travel around in ashram in India. Very popular, like Sri Sri Ravana Shankar, and I was in India. I met both of them. Sri Sri Dr. Cartigan bring me to the conference, and because one day there's one boy has a tunnel vision, only can see a tunnel vision, cannot see the side, only see in front of you. Then within the stage, I give 10 minutes of healing. Suddenly she can see. All the vision. She cried, the whole family hold together. Dr. Cartigan heard this case. Has a Master Xia come to my conference. He was the president, 700 to 800 MDs. Then the story relieves the Divine Healing Hand, you ask me. I choose one person and I will do a demo. And everybody who want to be a demo, I mean, many people show the hand. I pick up anybody, come up. I said, put your hand like this. I said, we have a human hand, but this is a Dao healing hand. I'm not a God, but I was given honor by God, a servant, to download God hand. And everybody watch. I said, divine order. I'm not a God, but God said, you should see divine order. You are like a servant, unique servant. I said, divine order, Dao healing hand, transmission. Everyone know transmission. The light come to this. Many people there, Indian people, they open third eye. Wow, the people resonate. Then just one transmission, 1 second. I said, choose a demo. Okay. I said, who had a sleep disc? Everybody know sleep disc. Disc pinch nerve is very painful. Quite a few people show the hand. I said, pick up anybody, come up. And I said, this doctor said, Master Xia, how to do this? I said, I just download a divine healing hand for you. You just silent. Dear, just like say hello. Like we are talking here. Dear Dao healing hand, can you come to heal the person? The person just in front of the person, the back face this healer. I create a healer on the spot. Then, everybody quiet, so quiet the place for 5 minutes. Then I said, doctor, can you try? The man was, bend a little bit, Okay, everybody watch. Then he bend deeper. Then third time he bend 90 degree. This is a miracle, like a wild shouting. Then the people, wow, people are so excited. I do not know them. It's the first time I met them. I said, who want a divine healing hand? Wow, everybody wild, show the hand. This is MD scientist conference. Then I went to India. They do not want me to return. And the TV owner gave me a 13 show. People has arthritis, knees is so painful. I do live healing people, eyes issues, people pain on the shoulder, people pain on the back. I do live demo in 13 shows. The TV owner said, Master Shah, I will give you a TV show as a gift. People need you. And some people give me a house, give me everything. But you know, God said, come back. I follow God, come back. Otherwise, I probably settled down in India already. This is a divine healing hand. Divine healing hand is I as a servant. Now I create 7,000 divine healing hands worldwide. It's a people. Anybody want to do a healing next year, go to Instagram. We will open to the public. I will have a regular Tao Healing Hands program, and the people, everybody can join and learn what is Tao Healing Hand. Now we call Tao Healing Hand, before called Divine Healing Hand. And the people will put a hand here, receive the transmission, then connect, and ask the Divine Healing Hand to go out to learn the principle, the wisdom. So this is called Divine. Now we call Tao Healing Hands Healer. You receive the transmission, you can heal others. That is the Tao Healing Hands program.
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats, BEETS.com, and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Got it. And so how is this different from other hands-on healing modalities? Like, for example, Reiki. What is the difference between
them? Good. Reiki, wonderful. Put the hand on the body. They also prayer, connect with the heaven, connect with higher dimension. That because, remember, it's not only I offer this. Reiki, spiritual Buddhism, Taoism, Confucian, Lama, Guruji, Kuhuna. I think all the spiritual realm. When millions of people follow Jesus, Mother Mary, millions of people follow Shiva, Krishna, Babaji. So basically, you connect with them. Their soul has been uplifted to the fourth dimension. Mm-hmm. Fourth dimension can create a countless third dimension. Humans' vision is very limited. We only know Mother Earth. There are countless Mother Earths. One fourth dimension creates a countless third dimension. Universe is so big. So why millions of people, they connect with their believer, their saints. People literally are connected with the fourth dimension. But God is in the fifth dimension. When beloved Jesus said, you are forgiving, because God is in the fifth dimension, Jesus in the fourth dimension, one fifth dimension created countless fourth dimensions. So therefore, Jesus carried such power from God directly. So therefore, Tao Healing Hand, Divine Healing Hand, is our beloved God choose Master Shah as a servant to deliver God's soul hand. Mm-hmm. It's our God give a light hand. Now we call Tao Source give the light hand. So therefore, when you touch the body like Rigi, you connect with their channels, wonderful. But the Tao healing hands are different. Is you receive a permanent light hand in the recipients. So there's also a special divine hand, healing hand committee. Like in our business, we have some big company has hundreds, thousands of people. This committee is so big. There are countless Buddha saints. They call divine healing hand and Tao hands committee. They form the committee that I, as a servant, transmit the healing hand. Mm-hmm. Not only me, I've created hundreds of healers now, and many people they can transmit the healing hand, but they have to receive a special training. Mm-hmm. The difference is the Tao healing hand, divine healing hand is the recipients receive a light hands and for themselves. It's a permanent light treasure you invoke. You do not to touch people's hand remotely. Maybe you can give me 3 minutes. I can send my divine healing hand to all the listeners. How about that?
Yeah, actually, I had a request as well. You know, one of my listeners, long-time listeners, unfortunately, her dad is going through a major health challenge. He has cancer right now, and it's like a late-stage cancer in his back.
Yeah.
So she's like really confused and, you know, not knowing what to think. She's worried also. She reached out to me and she said, you know, what can I do? You know, is there any person that can send some healing? And the first thing that came to my mind was you. And I knew I was going to have a chat with you today as well. So I said, I'll try as much as I can. I'll request Master Shah to send some positive healing energy because, you know, she's really worried right now. But I know miracles are possible, right? That's the world that we live in. Operates through energy and intention. And so would you be able to send some healing towards her father?
That's okay. Definitely. First of all, I want everybody to know I never claim I heal cancer, but listen, one story. I do not claim anything. A lawyer and the breast cancer and our modern medicine, you know, chemo radiation healed. She was so happy. But 3 years later, come to liver. 80% liver covered by cancer. Everybody know that is liver and the pancreas cancer. I study modern medicine as a worst cancer. But she went to many countries, a top expert. Basically, she is in hopeless. Like you said, your friends, father, whatever. So therefore, I do not promise anything. I was here in my studio. So this lady, it was in the Netherlands with my student, with my teachers, a calligraphy teacher. I wrote the calligraphy. I said, I'm going to transmit the treasure from here to Netherlands. I just said, transmission, like a transmission, Tao healing hand. I transmitted it, and she started to practice. That's a special way for practice. So therefore, I will think that, of course, this one, the best can you, after this show, you connect with my PR person who connect with you, I can send one special healer connect with your friend. It's not just by this, 2 minutes. I cannot explain enough.
Yeah.
And they should get my healer I train, because the healer, I have trained 1,000 healers. I can send a very special top healer to talk with this lady, your father.
Okay.
We may not do nothing because stage 4 cancer, we cannot promise anything, but we can give a proper consultation. But one story, you listen, I got a media interview many years ago, maybe 5 years ago.
Right.
A lady, world-renowned, audio program, and she did the same thing. Master Shah, can I do you a favor? I said, what? She said, my cat beside me, my cat has bladder cancer, dying. Master Shah, just like you said, okay, do a healing. You know what? Of course, I said, try. I connect with the source. Transmission! I wild like a transmission. I said, okay. And what do? You just I said, you love your cat? She said, oh, I love my cat wherever, even my shoe. My cat was with me anytime. Then I said, you only do a Dao light treasure. Dao, chant nonstop, because I give the Dao source light treasure. It's not the herbs. It's not natural past remedies. It's just light. And she followed me. 1 month later, she interviewed me again. She said, wow, I want to tell the whole world my cat was healed by Master Sha, one transmission. That's a true story. For give your lady name, the father name. I just give a transmission, nothing I can promise, but I will do the job. Go ahead, give the name of this lady's father. Do you know the father name or just lady? Lady's father is okay.
Lady's father, I don't know her father's name, her name is Wing. So you can put her name maybe. And through
okay, him Wayne, but what a cancer?
It's like in the back. It's like a back cancer.
Back cancer.
Yeah, that's what she told me.
Okay, it's okay.
That area, basically. Okay. Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah. Okay. Let me send a special blessings. And I send a few there. Transmission. Okay. Now you tell your friend, and it's Wayne, whatever the name, you tell Master Sha did the healing, but she needs to tell the father, Dao Light Treasure, remember, Dao Light, D-T-A-O, Dao Light Treasure, it's light treasure. Just think about Dao Light Treasure in a cancer area, just vibrate, radiate in quantum physics, everything vibrating. Cancer tumors energy stuck there. We just want to dissipate. We have so many people who have received great results. I want to announce again, I do not claim any cancer. I just help people, try my best to help people, try my best to help them. That's it.
Wonderful. I'll let her know for sure. It's in the spine, like I mentioned. The cancer is in the spine, but I will ask her to
remember,
chant.
Dao light treasure. Dao light treasure. Dao continue nonstop. But visualize the area, vibrate. And for many listeners, it sounds like a strange, not a strange at all. We have done thousands of cases with a chronic life-threatening condition. And also we have more than 600 medical cases. Everybody know case study, heart data, blood testing, CT scan, MR. Now we have a professional people do more than 600 cases. We are still doing a lot. So approve a significant change. So therefore, and drsha.com, Instagram, I'm here as a servant. I'm training Dao healing hands, healers, Dao calligraphy every day, 12 to 12, 10. 10 minutes. We have Eastern time. We have Instagram. And we have experienced the power of daily blessing. My leading teacher, Master Francisco, is leading. I led for a few months. Now he's leading. Maybe next year beginning, I will come back again. And we have so many free services. My book, anybody, I will suggest you, if you want to study me, Dao calligraphy. One is for back, one is depression. Go to Amazon.com. Just get one book and try to know a little bit more.
Absolutely. We'll have your link up in the show notes as well. Now, Master Sha, as we sort of come to an end of our conversation, our interview, I want to spend some time to talk about financial energy, right? Because we are, people say that we are entering a recession. A lot of people are getting laid off from their jobs and maybe having a hard time in their business as well. What is the cause of business scarcity or lack of revenue or low revenue or financial challenges from an energetic standpoint?
Yes.
Why does it happen?
What happened, the key is so. Still so. Remember I teach Shen Qi Jing, soul, heart, mind, energy, matter. Everything, root blockage for health, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual body, relationship, divorce, fighting, cannot find the true love, and our colleagues, boss, relatives, all the relationship, including finance, soul journey. The soul, our soul carried a blockage. It's more than we cannot find a job, we are laid off, and money tied. Is our soul has a blockage. This blockage, in the root blockage, connect with the past life and in this life. So therefore, how do we transform this? I want to share the story. Anybody welcome you. Perfect. And our host ask special questions. And every Thursday, now remember, every Thursday, 4:30 p.m., David Martyr, I repeat again, David Martyr in the Instagram. Now, he has more than 400,000 people follow him in Instagram. He's a famous speaker with Deepak Chopra, with Tony Robinson, with Satguruji. And he's a coach, business coach, author, two major TV shows. Why I mentioned him 8 years ago, I was in his office in Los Angeles. Then and I said, David, how can I serve you? Bill Gladstone introduced me to him. And he said directly, I need some more money. You talk of money. But why has a master shot? I lost 100 million. Listen to the number.
David Meltzer, right?
David Meltzer. I lost $100 million. I know. I want to tell you. Then I just hold my brush. I wrote a calligraphy.
Right.
And he said, Master Shah, how can I transfer my finance? I said, put your hand together and just trace my calligraphy.
Uh-huh.
And he's very skeptical. What? This is can change my finance?
Right.
10 minutes a day. Welcome you, because we have a few minutes left. Financial blessing, flourishing, 4:30 Eastern time in Instagram every week. David Martyr, find David Martyr. I'm there. He and me has a show. Focus to transform finance. People are so excited. Okay, be there. Let me explain to you, because not only I have no job, no money, it's how do we transform? Because we have a soul, heart, mind, energy, matter blockages. I use my calligraphy. I teach you the way how to transform. David Martyr have made hundreds of million dollars through my calligraphy. That is the result.
Interesting. That's very, very powerful for sure. Because a lot of times people focus on the how-to and the techniques and the skills and the strategy.
Yes.
But what they don't realize is that, like you pointed out, it's at the soul level. If you're blocked from the soul level.
Soul blockage. Right. You remove the soul blockage, everything open. Therefore, I have a that's why everybody, that's why I said, get a dog calligraphy book, one book study. I said one sentence, heal the soul first.
Mm.
Then healing of mind, body, and every aspect of life could transform. Mm. I cannot promise anything. Because soul is the boss. Health organ has a soul. Business has a soul. Relationship has a soul.
Uh-huh.
So therefore, soul is the root. So therefore, this is to understand this secret wisdom, then learn how to transform the soul. It's not the techniques, whatever you try to change your thinking.
Yeah.
Much more than that. Clear the soul blockages.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
So, Mashasha, as we close, I know that you teach people Dao singing or Dao song as well, right? And I know that you...
Yes.
I've heard some of your songs, and I feel that you have the ability to, you know, like hit the heart or pierce the heart through that song. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
It's a way that it goes through, right? Goes through rather than just going into the ears. Could you give us a glimpse or give us a taste of that medicine, please?
Sure. Yeah, I not only goes through ear, my song goes through your soul.
That's what I'm saying. it goes through the heart into the soul. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let me sing at 1 minute.
Okay.
Everybody relax. Okay. Everybody put one hand on navel. Mm-hmm. One hand on the heart, neck, where, ear, whatever, stomach. Close your eyes. I'm singing. How? Dao song. Song, everybody know the song. Dao song is not Chinese, not English. It's the source song. It's a special voice. It's my soul communication with the source. Whatever flowed out, because the Dao song carry the source of frequency, vibration, higher dimension, blah, 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 for your ladies, your friends, your father. Okay, they're also for the back issue. Everybody choose one area. 1 minute only. Remember, go to drsha.com, Instagram, every day, 12 to 12:10, to understand more experience for the Dao Sang. Dao Sang, 1 minute healing, vibration. Choose one area of the body, heart, kidney, lungs, through the back kidneys, back, shoulder, knee. Focus there, relax. Hey, la, la, la. Hey la la, hey la la la, hey la 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 la, hey la la la, hey la la, hey la 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 la, hey la la, hey la, yo hey, hey ya 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 ya. Hey ya 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 ya, hey ya yo ya ya, hey hey ya ho ya. That is a 1 minute Dao Sang.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Mashasha, for that medicine. It really feels good. Feels nice to be showered in that sound energy, sound vibration, sound healing. I'm sure people listening to our podcast around the world felt that connection as well. We'll definitely have links up in the show notes so that people can learn more about you, as well as purchase your books and get on the quest of learning about the Tao. Before we go, what is that one thing that you're grateful for? Anything that you'd like to share?
Okay. I share in my book at the beginning, just a few words. Mm-hmm. The purpose of life is to serve. I have committed my life to this purpose. To serve is to make others happier and healthier. To serve is to empower and enlighten others. In conclusion, also a few words. A few sentences. Conclusion, I have a dream that humanity will pay more and more attention to self-healing. I honor all medical professionals and all alternative and complementary medicines, as well as always to improve our health and happiness. The message I always share with humanity is, I have the power to heal myself. You have the power to heal yourself. Together, we have the power to heal the world.
Awesome. Action Tribe, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, make sure that you write us an iTunes rating and review. Share your views, share your feedback. Let us know what you think. Reach out to me as well at aj@my7chakras.com. Check out our website, my7chakras.com. It was a pleasure to have you listening to our show. Mashisha, thank you for coming on our show once again, talking to us about Tao calligraphy, Tao healing hands, our spiritual essence, and the root cause of some of the challenges that we might be facing, especially financial challenges, and providing us this beautiful song, this healing medicine towards the end to seal the deal and assure us that there is hope, there is still faith, that that things can change in our lives. Really appreciate you jumping on my show or connecting with me on my show today, and I hope you have a nice day ahead.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my seven chakras.com.